Now, cases can be classified into five kinds. Nominative. When a noun or a pronoun is used as a subject of the verb, it is said to be nominative or a subjective case. For example, Rajat bought a bike. So, Rajat becomes the subject of the verb. Who is buying the bike? Rajat is. So, it is the subject of the verb bought. That's why it is said to be nominative or subjective case. Objective. When a noun or a pronoun is used as direct object of the verb, it is said to be objective or accusative. We bought some oranges. So, bought is the verb. What are you bringing? It is directly related to the noun, which is oranges. So, it will be called objective. Possessive. When a noun or a pronoun shows ownership or possession, like this is Tommy's car. So that means whose car is it? It is Tommy's car. So it is said to be in possessive or genitive case. These are children's toys. Whose toy it is? The children's. Now, vocative. When a noun is the name of a person being spoken to or addressed, it is said to be vocative. Praveen, come here. So when you are speaking to a person like Neha, do not go there. So then that noun would be called a vocative noun. Dative. When a noun or a pronoun is used as the indirect object of the verb, it is said to be dative. Like, we bought a gift for Priyansh. That noun becomes dative, indirect object of the verb. Who did you bring a gift for? Priyansh. The postman brought a letter for him. So, who did the postman bring a letter to? Him. Whoever that person is. It will become dative. Okay? Now, in the book itself, you will see there are different exercises. So, the first exercise, that is collective nouns. There are given options given on top. You just have to fill them. Then comes your abstract noun using appropriate suffixes. So able will become ability. Difficult will become difficulty. Same way you complete the rest. Then comes C. There is a common noun, car. Now you'll give a proper noun for that common noun. So, I'll do the first one. Car would become, for example, if you are going to give a proper noun for car, use any brand name. Like, for example, a Lamborghini, any other, Maruti. So, all these are proper noun for the car. Okay? Understood? Same way for your next, that is E, countable and uncountable. You'll have to mention here C, whether it's countable or uncountable. Okay? On top, correct the errors in the use of noun or verbs in these sentences. Okay. The second exercise is you have to correct that exercise D. You have to correct the errors in the use of noun. Like, for example, I'll complete the first one for you. The news are bad would become the news is bad. Diabetes are incurable would become diabetes is incurable. Or diabetes is incurable. Okay. Now, next one is your gender. So, gender here, rewrite these sentences by writing the opposite gender noun. For example, this tigress is very ferocious would become this tiger is very ferocious. Okay, same way, complete the rest. Now, case, mark the highlighted word as nominative, objective, possessive, vocative or dative. Like, for example, Anne went to the shop would be N, nominative. Okay, same way. Check the rest. Like, for example, I'll do another one. Dilip, please come here will be vocative. So, it will be a V. So, complete the rest in your exercise books. And you have the worksheet given. Complete that too. Okay. Thank you so much. Bye.